Knowing these things, therefore, you who are greater, do not trample on the less. Otherwise, instead of them, you harm yourselves. For when the lesser ones are cut off, the whole body is destroyed. As this is also said by Paul himself, the body is not one member, it's made up of many members. This feels like the true essence of a body, so let's ensure that the many continue to be many. Unless this is entirely preserved, the core of the body will suffer, which is why the apostle not only emphasizes the importance of unity, but also their closeness. For example, having said that there be no schism in the body, he wasn't content with just this, but added, the members should care for each other equally. He added this other reason for the less esteemed members to enjoy more honors. For God did not design it this way only to prevent them from separating from each other, but also to promote abundant love and unity. If each person's existence depends on his neighbor's safety, stop telling me about the lesser and the greater ones. In this case, there is no greater and lesser. You may see the differences while the body continues to exist, but once it perishes, it doesn't, and it will perish unless the lesser parts also continue.